using PENFIREND, too. There are four buttons of reducing height on your PENFIREND, too. The most important buttons, the power and record buttons, stand out proud over the body of the pen for easy detection. The volume button only slightly protrudes and the mode button remains flush with the body of the pen. Power button, turning on the pen. This is the first button from the top blunt end. Press the power button for 2 seconds. The light turns red and you will hear a beep. The volume level will be the same as the last time the pen was used. To switch off PENFIREND, too, press the power button for 2 seconds and you will hear a ching and power is cut. If it is not used for 10 minutes, it will emit a ching and switch off to save battery power. Record button. This is the second button down. PENFIREND, too, is always in recording mode when you switch it on. To make a recording, press the record button and keep it pressed down while you touch the thin end of the pen against the label you wish to record on. You will hear a beep to confirm that contact is made and you can start recording. Release the record button and bring PENFIREND, too, to your mouth just like a microphone and make your recordings. You will soon find the best distance away from your mouth that matches the volume of your normal voice. When you have finished speaking, wait 2 seconds and then click the record button quickly to save your recording. You will hear a beep to confirm that your recording has been saved. You can overwrite a recording on any label as often as you wish by repeating the above process. No recording is permanent. If on occasions you wish to protect your recordings from accidental erasure, then use the label manager. If you wish to erase a recording, just repeat the above process, but don't say anything. Remember the sequence: press, keep pressed, touch label, beep, release, speak, press and release, beep. You can record up to 1 hour on any single label, so PENFIREND, too, can be used for short messages as well as long ones. The internal memory is 4 GB, which allows up to 125 hours of recording. If you need more, you can buy replacement SD cards and expand the memory up to 16 GB. Playback. To playback a recording, make sure that you are in the default recording mode, red light. Touch any label with recordings and you will hear it played back. To pause the audio, press and release the power button quickly. The audio will pause, press and release quickly again and the audio will continue. Volume. The third button from the top is both volume up slash down. It is nearly flush with the body of the pen. Click quickly to scroll up and down the volume levels. If you are using headphones, remember that the volume level might need changing. And be the volume level you set will become the default when you next switch on the pen. Mode functions. The fourth button down is the mode button and least used. It is flush with the body of the pen. When held down, this enables you to switch between each of the pen's three different functions: recording mode, 1 beep. Audiobook mode, 2 beeps. MP3 mode, 3 beeps. Recording mode. When you first power on the pen, it is in the recording mode. In this setting, you can record, store and playback voice recordings to be used in the PENFIREND, too, as labeling function. See the record button section. Audiobook mode. When PENFIREND, too, is switched on, press and hold the mode button for 2 seconds. You will hear 2 beeps to confirm that you have moved into audiobook mode. The light turns blue. It has 2 features. There may be occasions where you do not wish to overwrite your recordings, you want them to be permanent. These can be converted into audiobooks. The second feature is that you can purchase a growing range of children's books and posters from www.mantrailinguae.com/scn and use PENFIREND, too, to play back audio renditions page by page by just touching PENFIREND, too, at the top corners of pages. You can also make your own sound-enabled photo books and posters. MP3 mode. When in audiobook, blue light, Mode, press and hold the mode button again. You will hear three beeps. This indicates you are now in the MP3 mode and can listen to your own music. Transfer your music onto BenFriend 2, using the USB port and a Windows computer. If there is no MP3 content on BenFriend 2, it will chime and automatically return to record mode. Listening to a recorded label. Each time you switch on BenFriend 2, it automatically starts in the correct mode for finding or recording labels. Touch the recorded label with the thin end of the BenFriend 2 to hear your recording. Reusing labels. You can record onto a label as many times as you like since all the labels are reusable. Remember that the previous recording will automatically be replaced with the new recording. Backup. Cited assistance will be required. If you have access to a Windows-based computer, you can backup and manage your recordings with the free Label Manager software. This can be downloaded via the following link, http://uk.mantrailinguae.com/benfriend. First, you have to install Label Manager. This is a very simple process, but you can only run it on a Windows-based computer. After you have installed the program, double-click on the Label Manager icon and open the program on your computer. You will be presented with the Label Manager home screen. Option 1 is the audio interface, which is the JAWS Ready Simple Backup System. Option 2 is the graphic interface for more experienced users. We will explain only OPTION1 here. This will allow you to backup, restore, add and delete files. 1. Click on 1. Audio interface. 2. Connect BenFriend 2 to the computer with a USB cable. The computer will give a beep to indicate connection has been made. 3. Click on backup files and automatically all your files will be copied onto your computer. You will not lose any files on the pen. 4. Disconnect BenFriend 2, and you will hear a beep to confirm that backup has been made and your pen is fully disconnected. 5. Anytime you wish, you can restore past recordings by connecting again, this time clicking Restore Files. 6. Sometimes, you may want to start all over again. In this case, by clicking Delete Files, all files will be erased. 7. If you wish to add a single file to a single label, then click the Add File button. If, however, you wish to manage all your files, moving audio around labels, add a bunch of audio files, etc., then go to the graphic interface. But you will need sighted assistance. Battery replacement. BenFriend 2. Has an audible battery low alert to let you know when the batteries need replacing. When this alert sounds, replace the 2 AAA batteries. Your recordings will not be affected when replacing the batteries. At the thin end of the back cover is a clip. Gently push the clip towards the blunt speaker end and lift. The battery lid will come off. BenFriend 2 runs on normal AAA batteries. Place the lid carefully on the table, noting the end that has the clip. Remove the first battery that is in the blunt speaker end, then let the second battery slide towards the speaker end before removing. Do not try to remove the second battery at the thin end since the design ensures it cannot be taken out. Similarly, when you put in new batteries, make sure that the flat end, negative, is facing the thin end of the pen. Slide it down until it reaches the spring, then plug in the first battery with the flat end in contact with the second battery. Replace the battery cover by inserting the small nodule at the top of the cover into the hole at the blunt end of the battery compartment, then push the cover down. Pull the clip gently towards the thin end and you will hear a click when it is in place, indicating that the cover has been locked. If you insert the batteries the wrong way round, no damage will be done but the pen will not start. Replacement batteries are available from RNIB product code CPO5. Please note, RNIB does not guarantee batteries.